Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Marvin Gaye bringing it back. A lot of people don't know that that's a cover of the song that Gladys Knight and the Pips did first. A lot of people don't know that. But now you do, because you listen to the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back, 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Ruth King, CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. How many members now, Ruth?
A little over 17,000.
17,000, and look at how that's grown since you've known me, Ruth. That's just isn't it amazing?
It's absolutely. I mean, in a year we've gone from a little bit over 100 last January, and now we're at 17,000.
I'm so glad I've been able to help you out, help you grow.
I appreciate that.
tell us about the Property Revolution.
It's 24/7, 365. News, ideas, information, and strategies for small business owners. We have a video library with now probably 450 videos in there, all small business oriented. Mm-hmm. You can go to profitabilityrevolution.com and sign up today. It's only $197 a year. I mean, less than a dollar a day. And
all kinds of topics. Whatever on every topic under the sun. So check that out, folks, Profitability Revolution. We're talking about one of the things that you talk about on your channel, and we're talking about today is cash management, especially cash mistakes. One of the things that I see people making mistakes with, Ruth, is not having a capitalization strategy. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, if you have a capitalization strategy, you know how to use the cash that you've got coming in, what to spend it on. I mean, you don't spend. I see people paying cash for a computer that they're going to have for 3 to 5 years, or paying cash for a fixture that they're going to have for 25 years, and they're taking operating cash out. Now, if you've got a budget, if you've got a fund that you put aside, and I understand if you don't want to have any debt. But if your cash is tight at all, you should be borrowing the money for long term items or midterm items, and protecting your cash. That's what I think. What do you think?
There's two ways to look at it. Yeah, there's two ways to look at it. Number one, you can do that, but the second thing is if you save 1% of everything that comes in the door. Like if you get a check for $1,000, you put $10 in a savings account. That will pay for the little stuff from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something even worse, and that's having a really, really good year, having a lot of cash and going in what I call the big boy's toy store.
Yeah.
I had a great year. Let me, I'm going to go buy a boat, and I'm going to buy a car, and I'm going to go to do this, and I'm going to go do that. Save your money, because you never know whether the next year is going to be good or bad. And, when I look at what's called current ratio, which is current assets to current liabilities,
right.
And increasing current ratio means increasing profitability most of the time. And, I had one client who dropped his current ratio in half because he went to the big boys toy store, and it took him 18 months to build the cash
wow.
back up.
Wow.
I mean, that's stupid. That is absolutely stupid. Excuse me for saying it, but it's stupid. That's dumb.
Well, when we buy a $2,000 computer, we buy at least one new one a year. Mm-hmm. We write a check for that, and I'm not telling people
that
to borrow money. But if you did a $15,000 upgrade to your software or something like that, that might be something that you'd want to set up over an 18-month or 2-year period.
Yeah,
interest rates. My goodness, interest rates are awfully cheap right now.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that we do, because it's obsolete in, a couple of years, it's a lot easier for us to cash flow that.
Right, right. Especially since you can, now with Section 179 permanent,
mm-hmm.
you can expense that.
Yep.
So that helps you too. But still, make sure that you're managing your cash, your expenditures, and your cash the right way so that you're not you're not spending operating cash on something that's going to last you forever.
Right.
So what else? What are some other things?
The other thing is to make sure that you have a collection policy and to watch your receivables. And if you're setting up a new customer, make sure you get in touch with their accounts payable people, because you want to know them when everybody's still friends. You know, what's your normal payment policy? What do you need to have so that we can get paid on time? What's your normal turnaround time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and get all this stuff up front. Say, hey, we're new. I'm just trying to figure this out, and get to know how you guys do things. And
so a big mistake there would be not training your salespeople who brought the customer to you, not training them on how to tell the new customer what your credit expectations are.
Yeah, absolutely. And
because salespeople don't like to talk about that when they're making a sale.
Well, they may not need to do it themselves. They can say, who in your accounting department should we mm-hmm. be talking to? And then I'll have our accounting people talk to your accounting people, you can get them out of it.
But you know, Ruth, and that's important, but I'll tell you, the accounting people are not going to they're not going to make the policy of who gets paid when. You're going to want the decision maker, the owner, to have understood that we expect to be paid in 30 days.
Right.
And then you can hand them off too. But that's one of the biggest complaints I hear small business owners make, is they can't get their salespeople to explain to the prospect or the customer, the new customer, what their credit policies are.
Yeah, their payment terms, and you put them in.
I need
whatever
the website
proposal.
One more time, Ruth.
www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Ruth King and I will be right back. Here's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.